Chapter 4
Section 1
美国计划新的政策替代京都议定书。
Watching the bottom line.
This is the kind of place that earns the U.S. its reputation as number one world polluter. A coal and oil-fired power station pumping greenhouse gases into the Delaware air. The United States is responsible for a quarter of the world's total CO2 emissions. Coal-fired power plants are among the worst culprits,But the owners of this one have more of an eye on their bottom line than the environment. Southern Company gave the Kyoto Accord a big thumbs down and welcomed Bush's business-friendly alternative.
Higher prices of energy can have a negative economic impact on the country. And we have abundant domestic supplies of fossil fuels in this country, coal being one example. And we think if over the long term we can balance these competing objectives of protecting the environmentand protect our economic security and energy security with the right kind of policies.
So what might the new global warming plan offer? Enforced limits on emissions may go, replaced by targets. Big polluters who exceed those targets may be able to buy credits from cleaner companies. And there'll probably be a focus on new technology to cut greenhouse gas emissions without hitting profits.
Little chance of change.
It's all music to the ears of the energy lobby.
You can make the most restrictive emissions cuts in the world. If it throws your economy into the toilet, then, you know, it's going to be all for naught.
The owners of plants like this one will probably be heaving a sigh of relief at Bush's alternatives to Kyoto. But his rejection of the accord provokes international condemnation.And it's not at all clear his new proposals will do anything to silence his critics.
In this famously gas-guzzling nation with most journeys made by road, environmentalists say the White House approach is simply too little, too late.
U.S. emissions are probably now about 15% above 1990's level. My guess is that the policy that will be announced will have our emissions continue to rise.They may rise a little less than they would otherwise rise, but they certainly won't level us off. And I think there's absolutely no question about the fact that they won't put us on a downward path.
And if that's the case, there's not much chance of America losing its reputation as the planet's biggest polluter. Jane Hughes, BBC News, Wilmington, Delaware.